Gospel distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Wilmy with faith building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Praise ye the Lord. Let's bow our head and pray. Father, we thank you for this hour. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Help us to get something out of this exhortation. Teach us yourself, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Praise the Lord. Last week, we started this series, just kind of a mini series, 1, 2, 3. Today is the last wrap up. You can keep on, but this just for three times. We want to talk about this. We were talking about the activities of demons, how they cause people to sin. It's what we are talking about, not any other thing, because they do many other things. They cause people to have sicknesses, but sin is the beginning of it all. And last weekend, or on Wednesday, we continued that with a discussion, which I believe bless me and everybody that was here. We were talking in that discussion, the Lord wanted us to pick on a particular activity. We talk about the pride that the devil brings, because that was how he fell in the garden of in the beginning. Satan tried to puff himself up above God, and the Lord continued to show to us that the devil uses the same strategy upon mankind, trying to bring pride. He whisper pride. Whatever your accomplishment, the devil can bring it in the form of a pride. And the Bible says God resisted the proud. So that is why we don't want to go in that direction at all. And we give examples and then testimonies and examples from the real life, how the devil can try to cause people to sin by just bringing pride. Today, the Lord wanted us to talk on one other aspect of the activities that the devils or the demons use to bring people into, to cause people not to get your blessing. So we have been praying. Many of us want supernatural to manifest through us. But all of those small things are what the devils use to more like blow it off. Kind of blow off all the blessings. One of them is jealousy. And it's a spirit. Jealousy. In fact, a vision one brother had that he said he saw the army of the enemy. He said that was the largest group, because that seems to be almost everybody is involved in that. Almost everybody, even among Christians. Even in the midst of believers, jealousy. And we got to kind of talk a little bit about it and then distinguish between what God said about himself. God said, I am a jealous God. So we are going to distinguish that from the jealousy that afflicted mankind. Because God himself said he is a God that is called jealous. And you know why he called himself jealous. But not the kind of jealousy that afflicts human beings. And that is one of I will more or less distinguish that and then talk about where jealousy comes in, how we can resist it. Because we need to resist jealousy. You may say, well, it's not that bad. It's bad as far as God is concerned, because it can blow off blessings from people's hand, what you're trying to get, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to gain. And then when the devils of jealousy can come in, it actually can escalate to something bad. We all know that. Because from jealousy, envy, some other word for it, envy, it can come into what? Hatred. From hatred, you can go into murder. And we have some examples in the Bible that we're going to point to. But the Lord wanted us to remember that, hey, when he gave the word, even the Ten Commandments that he gave to Moses, they were all for our own good. The same thing, you will see it in the Ten Commandments, he actually emphasized that thing, which is called covetousness. It's a root of jealousy. Because when God said, thou shalt not covet, you wonder that what does that really mean, thou shalt not covet? But it comes from jealousy. What is jealousy? When you desire this other fellow's thing. That is where, and what causes that? Comparing. It's comparing. You're comparing what they have with what you have. And that is where the jealousy can begin to come on in. And that is what we're going to more or less point to it in a way. But what we are trying to say is that, are these things human nature, or human nature that the demons can amplify. Human nature that the demons more or less will amplify. Maybe it's actually in human beings to want to do these things. But get the demons involved, because the devils can see where people lack, so where they have some weaknesses, and all the devil has to do is to amplify that or wave some wands in front of them so that they see some things that make them rouse up this emotion. And when the emotion is roused up, then it goes into the scene we are talking about. So whether they are generated from us or the demons just make you rouse up in that thing, we need to find a way of casting these things down. Amen? Because that's all the exhortation we are doing, is recognize your enemy, then be guarded against it, and then cast down those imaginations and capture those thoughts to the obedience of the word of God, to the obedience of Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay, I said I'm going to first distinguish between the jealousy that God mentioned about himself. God said, I'm a jealous God. When he was talking to Moses, he said, because the God, your God is called jealous. But what is God jealous about? I want to distinguish between what God meant and what actually happened to humanity. Now, God was talking to the Israelites. Each time he said he is a jealous God, it was inferring that they should not worship idols. We all know that. He said they should not worship idols. But why will that be called jealousy as far as God is concerned? Think of it this way. God created all these things. God is not jealous of the God of Moab or the God of the Philistines, which is no God, just some statue. God was not jealous about how they were embracing this Moabite idol or kissing the statue or dancing before the statue. That's not God. Everybody knows that those are just stones that won't do nothing. God was not jealous about how the gods of all those nations were getting, you know, praises from the people. But God is only jealous about his own people, after he has done all these things for them, that they don't take what should be going to God and give it to those other people, those other gods, those other idols. That is, if he is the one that gave you all these things, why will you take what he has given to you and attribute it to the other idol? So that can make anybody jealous, not so. This is different from if you are looking across the fence and saying they have something better than yours. Now, you didn't plant that thing over there. See, I'm trying to make first understand the difference. I have not contributed to whatever is on the other side, but I'm envying them. I'm envying what their result. That is not the type of jealousy God is talking about. It's not jealousy. It's not a God of jealousy in that. But he's saying, hey, this is where he has contributed. He has made these people come out of Egypt. He has given them all these things. And now they turn what he has given to them in the book of Jeremiah. Even Isaiah prophesied some of those things. They took God's gold, God's silver, and then they attributed those things to those idols. And said the idols gave it to them. Well, that can make anybody mad. You can see the example here in the book of Jeremiah. That is the kind of jealousy God says, I'm a jealous God. See, he's not jealous of the idols. He's jealous of his people taking what he's given to them and attributing it to somebody else. Jeremiah was confronted with these men that went out of Judah after they had been destroyed. And Jeremiah confronted them, telling them that what they were doing in Judah was why God scattered them. When they were worshiping all the hosts of heaven, and they called one the queen of heaven, and these people replied, they have fled Judah, they've gone to Egypt. And these people replied and told Jeremiah that we are fed up with all your prophesying. We don't want to listen to these things. And they were saying, when they stopped worshiping those idols, that was when this calamity came, that they are going to go back worshiping those idols. That was how they were confused. But whereas God was saying, when they started worshiping those idols, that's why God brought judgment. See, so we want to understand that God's type of jealousy, when he says he's a jealous God, he's talking about, it's almost like if a husband that has a wife, and the wife, and he provided everything for the wife, but instead of the wife giving the respect to the husband, she respects everybody else except her husband. That could make the husband jealous. That's the same similar thing that God was saying, that he is jealous of his own people. Now, let's go to the kind of jealousy that afflicts human beings, which is actually covetousness. And like I said, the demons just try to amplify those. If it comes from a natural human nature, The devil tried to amplify it and make people go into sin from those emotions. Go with me first to James chapter 3. James chapter 3, verse 14. James was telling us here in verse 14, he said, but if ye have bitter envying, envying is another word for jealousy, they are similar, and strive in your heart, say, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Envying and strife comes from envy. Seeing what the other person have, I say one of the reasons why people fall into it is by comparison. Comparing what the other fellow has with what you have. All faces. Maybe you compare how they are dressed. They have so much beautiful dresses. And you're comparing with what you have. And it started the jealousy. Or you're comparing their house, what they have, the property they have, with what you have. That can bring the emotions. That's what I'm talking about. Those are all the comparisons. And what did Apostle Paul say about comparing one another with one another? Even in ministries, even among people that want to worship God, want to serve God, if you begin to compare how their ministry is expanding with what you have, you may be begin to find yourself in jealousy. Because these are the things that the devil, you just bring it back to your mind. Very soon, you can't speak comfortably with them. You can't speak comfortably with or encouraging words with them, because you can't even fellowship with them, because you are comparing what they have with what you have. And when the devil sees that tendency in any human being, the spirit of jealousy can come upon them and begin to rouse it up. Very soon it becomes hatred. Hatred. And we're going to see examples of this in the scripture in a moment, of people in the Bible that we see similar pattern. Again, let's go to the story of Joseph. Let's first talk about Joseph. In Genesis chapter 37, chapter 37 is the story of Joseph, how he was with his father, Jacob. And Jacob loved him more. You can say that was the cause of this. There could be a cause. There could always be a cause of anything. But whatever is the cause, we want to guide our hearts so that we don't let the enemy take advantage of that on our side. Now, Joseph was very loved by his father, and he made him a coat of many colors. And you can tell what that created jealousy with his brothers or his brethren. And they hated him. That was the beginning, they say, progression from jealousy to going to hatred. And you know the rest of the story of Joseph. From hatred, they wanted to kill him. That's murder. And these are the same demons. Spirits of jealousy, we invite the spirits of hatred. They go together, and from there, the spirit of hatred, we invite the spirit of murder. And they are ready to kill because of the same simple. When we know that this thing will take place, we as believers should not entertain even the first step. Do not entertain the spirit of jealousy. Don't entertain the thought of it. Cast it down is what you are saying. The idea may come, the thought may come, but cast it down. Take, for example, you are invited to some place. You see a brother of yours, a Christian brother, anybody. He just bought a new house. And you have been saying, gee, you go to the world. What a beautiful house. The Bible says, rejoice with those that are rejoicing. Amen? You have to rejoice with those that are rejoicing. But if you are not careful, what you see there, the demon whispers to your mind, gee, you are still in this dilapidated house. Very soon you can't rejoice heartily with them. And that is where the jealousy starts. Very soon you can't rejoice heartily with the fellow. That's where the jealousy starts. And if you are not quickly catching it, very sensitive that, hey, that thought, that mood that comes upon you, that emotion is not from the Spirit of God. It's from the world. It's from inside of you or from demons that are around. If you don't cast it down immediately, very soon you are going to be trapped in this thing we are saying because it generates hatred. Before you know it, we generate murder. Because these are demons that go together. They are like family. They go together. So that is what we are talking about. God watches those things. If God wants to bless you, he might test you with that. See how you react when you see your brother is blessed first. See how you see your other sister is blessed first. And it's waiting on you, seeing to see. He wanted to bring yours, but if you let your heart become bitter, angry because of what you just saw, that fellow God is so blessing. It sometimes it will disallow you from praying right. Because when you should be saying, hey, God is going to provide, man, get your faith high up and say, Lord, thank you for that brother. Lord, when are you going to bring mine? If you don't do it that way and you begin to be, you may not even be able to pray right. You begin to accuse God that God is favorite. You know, he's showing favorite or something. And the Bible makes it clear, in fact, many of the ministers in this evangelical world have been pointing this thing out, that do you know many believers in the church, they don't get miracles as quickly as unbelievers that just come to church. Unbelievers come to church and bang, they got miracles. While the believer is still thinking that, gee, I expect something from God. And when that fellow gets the miracle that they are still carrying their sickness, and that fellow just come and the preacher pray for him, and he got a miracle. And they wonder that when they, instead of crying unto God, they became jealous and said, gee, they are not even godly. They are not even worshiping God. How come I didn't get the miracle? I've been there for years. And now they are accusing God. That is why we have to be careful. Because that's how the devil wants to use those to bring accusation. Remember the story of Job? Job came and the devil said, if I can touch him like this, he will begin to curse you yourself right before your face. So we have to know that, hey, the devil uses those as tricks to make human beings fall, to make human beings sin against God. So we have to guard against all those things. So I said Joseph was, in chapter 37, verse 3 to 4, he was loved of his father and his brethren. We know what happened in the end. He told them miracle, no, he was given colorful clothes by his father. His brothers hated him. See, well, verse 4, when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And that is what we are talking about. You sense, you may say, well, I really don't hate that brother. That's how many people try to justify or try to convince themselves, well, I did not hate him. But you couldn't speak peaceably with him anymore. If you sense that, you should check yourself. Why? Something has come upon you. Why am I not speaking peaceably? Why am I not speaking comfortably? You know, even when in ministries, people do that a lot. Start when we started this fellowship, you all remember when we started this fellowship, there will be some other brethren that just begin to be jealous of the pastor and the brethren that started the fellowship, and they couldn't speak peaceably. They may first say, maybe you shouldn't do that. And when he went and did it and started the fellowship, and then very soon they just couldn't speak peaceably, comfortably. When you sense that in yourself, you should watch, check yourself and say, wait a minute, could this be jealousy? Because I try to counsel some brethren when things like that occur, say, watch out against the spirit of jealousy because it comes in so many flavors. When you see a brother, in fact, there's a proverb that Solomon gave to us here. If I see in a moment, I will. Solomon said it in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 4. Every labor is still a labor travail that human beings are traveling, but yet his neighbors will be jealous of him, envy. He is working hard, he is laboring, and they are jealous of his result. They are not seeing the laboring, or they are not trying to put themselves in that labor and say, hey, you are doing so, you are working so hard. They should be pitying him. But he said they will be jealous. This is what Solomon said. Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 4. I consider all travail. It's a travail. And every right walk, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. Think of it, you go about preaching from village to village, performing wonders, and come back and tell these miracles that God has done and sharing with people. It creates jealousy. In fact, Apostle Paul said it another way. He said some people even began to preach out of envy before for him. So, you know, it happens even in preaching about It happens in all ordinary life, but you will say, we are just human nature. Yes, human nature. But make sure you control those human nature, because Christ came so that he can destroy the sinful nature from our lives. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So those are part of the works of the devil. You don't want that to take control of your life, of your behaviors, because when you begin to take control of your behavior, your reactions to your neighbor, your reactions to your brothers, to your sister, to other churches, to other people in other churches, that reaction alone is what the Lord is watching. God watches your reactions to what, and then God is seeing the motive why he's reacting that way. But if we also are ahead of the game, we can quickly watch and say, wait a minute, I didn't react right. Could that be jealousy? Somehow, some form of jealousy? Somebody can come to you quickly and tell you what great thing he just did. He just invested in that thing, and somehow he got an inkling. He drew his money, and there he made some million. And yours was lost. You scratch your head. You see, you say, you don't know how to react to that, because you just lost and he just won. See, those are the kind of things that the enemy look at opportunity like that and say, well, let me make him be jealous. And the next time you see the brother, are you still able to rejoice with him when you lost something? So you have to be careful and say, Lord, help me out. We need to pray. It's something that the devil uses over the whole world. Everybody, nobody's exempted. But we need to guard against this thing, because God said he watches over all those motives and all our reactions between one another, so that we can be blessed. God wants to bless us, but he doesn't want all those things to be hindrances to our prayers. Amen? Well, let's talk about another story of the one we all, most of us know about this. 1 Samuel chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 18. This is the story of David and King Saul. You know where we are coming from. David came and he was already anointed by Samuel as the next king. He was just a young man. King Saul was already been plagued by a demon. We all know it was a devil that the Bible said an evil spirit from God was troubling King Saul. And then he needed somebody to play organ to cool him down. They said, oh, if somebody can be singing spiritual songs before you, king, that's emotion. What did they mean by an evil spirit? It just made him to be angry man. And they say he was also prophesying inside the house, which means those are demons that could also prophesy. So they said, let's call for a harp, somebody that can play the harp. And they found David. And they brought David before the king. Now, Saul didn't know about David before that. He was not aware that David had been anointed king when he was a young boy. So all they heard about, all they knew was that they wanted somebody that can play the harp. So they got David from many cities away. And he came, started living in the palace of King Saul. Anytime they saw that the demons have come against Saul, and he was so angry, a man, and stamping the floor and kicking, and they know that thing has come upon him. It's like an emotion. And they will call David, come and start playing your harp before he did anything bad or kill somebody. So David would get the harp and started playing some spiritual songs. And when demons hear that, they left. And Saul was calmed. Well, that was not what we are talking about. That's just telling you the background of what was going on. Until jealousy was added, which we all know the story in 1 Kings chapter 18. Let's read that. So demons, they go in groups, but when you add another demon down, they're becoming worse. And that is what we're talking about here in chapter 18. Those demons, they always visit King Saul, like we said, but add jealousy, they are not living anymore. Chapter 18 from verse 6 to 9. This was after David has showed himself and killed Goliath. He became a great hero. Saul himself was pleased. But the women came from the cities and turned things around by singing praise of King David, or David the young man. Verse 6. It came to pass as they came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Well, you may say, well, just try, he's a young boy. Nobody thought of that could be anything. They're just trying to praise. It's almost like when a mother started to praise the little boy that he has and almost exulting above the daddy. Should daddy be angry? But he could create something like that. Jealousy. How much more when demon was already there with King Saul. And Saul was very wroth, verse 8. And the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? Verse 9. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. Now that was how jealousy crept in, comparing what he had with what David, this young man, had. The praise that he just got.
Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the Word of God. The Word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life. Because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the word of God, to begin to read the scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow the and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org.
org. Thank you.